welcome to another edition of The Hard Stuff. I'm Tom D. Join me tonight as, once again, we dive deep into the rock and roll ruins to uncover forgotten hard rock nuggets. We started the show with From a Window, a 1971 release from Rog and Pip, a.k.a. Roger Lomas and Philip Witcher, both formerly of the 60s beat group The Sorrows. They issued this one and only single as Rog and Pip, but they continued recording into the 70s, releasing music under various other names. Next up, we're going to hear one of the core groups of the hard rock genre, Deep Purple. The song we're going to hear was recorded in early 1969 and was issued on the last single featuring the original Mark I lineup of the group. By the end of 69, singer Rod Evans and bass player Nick Simper would be fired from the band. The group brought in Ian Gillan and Roger Glover to replace them, and the rest, as they say, is history. Here's Deep Purple with Amaretta.
Read my mind, sings to me.
from the great state of Minnesota. That was Sweet Wine with Things You Told Me, the B-side of their one and only single, released on the Arcade label in 1970. Before that, from Toronto, it was Heat Exchange with Inferno, the flip side of the first of three singles the band released before going their separate ways. Their drummer, Marty Morin, went on to greater success as part of the power trio Gatto. And we started that set with Deep Purple's Amaretta. The recording we heard was taken from a BBC session, recorded in January of 1969. I prefer that one over the studio version that they released on the single. Up next, we're going to hear a band that Ian Gillan described as rough, raw, and doomy. The band was called Jerusalem, and we're going to hear their 1972 single, Kamikaze Moth.
Time, and you are out of reach. back home. Oh, it's so sad to be alone. And I told her I was loving her so bad. I said,
from 1971, that was Jug Session with Runnin' Down. Before that, we heard the German outfit Tortilla Flat with their 1970 single Life. And we started that set with Jerusalem and Kamikaze Moth. Now we're going to hear a song that I first heard on the Wayfaring Strangers Dark Scorched Canticles compilation that was released last year. It was instantly one of my favorite tracks in that collection. I was shocked to find out that these guys were teenage high school students when they released this single in 1972. From Ypsilanti, Michigan, here's Air with 12 O'Clock Sataniel.
Black Sabbath. So calm like you, but now I hear a noise. Is there any way out of this nightmare? I'm alone now, and you're laughing at me, but I take life in a way that you could never see. So if you're leaving, you better let me know, 'cause I've already started my plan, and I'm never gonna let you go. No, no. Lived on the dark side of the moon, and I've been to the heart of the sun. I've gone to bed with many ladies, killed many men, for my 16th year was done. So you beat
If my high school Spanish lesson served me well, the title of that song translates as, I'm Not Well. That was Epoca with their 1971 single, No Estoy Bien. Before that, we heard Macabre with Be Forewarned. I believe this group was an early incarnation of the band that later became Pentagram. This song featured Bobby Liebling on vocals and guitar. Not sure who the other players were. We heard the original 1972 single that was released under the name Macabre. Coming up next, here's the UK outfit Sun Chariot with Do You Wanna Know?
Leaving all of it.
band from the American Midwest. That was Left End with Sunshine Girl, their 1971 debut single. When these guys got a chance to record their one and only album a couple years later, they insisted on using the same Cleveland studio favored by Grand Funk Railroad. Before Left End, we heard the song Trick by the Dutch group Influenza. And we started that set with Sun Chariot and Do You Wanna Know? Well, that's just about all I got for you tonight. I hope you dug the sounds I was throwing down. I'm going to wrap things up tonight with a song from the group that was founded by guitarist Mick Abrams after he left Jethro Tull following the release of their first album. The group is Blodwyn Pig, and the song's called Ain't You Coming Home, Babe? Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
Hi, this is Roger McGuinn of the Byrds. There are many ways to get high, but speed isn't the one to use. If you really want to burn out your body, ruin your heart, liver, and kidneys, speed will do that for you. If you want to die in about 5 years, speed will do that for you, too. Put speed down now, won't you? Do it now.
A public service announcement of the Do It Now Foundation.